This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, I just want to read one little thing at the bottom. It's in microscopic font, and it's the United States 2022 Census of Agriculture from the USDA. And I'm straining to read this because this is like the fine print. And it says, according to the Paperwork Reduction Act of 95, an agency may not conduct or sponsor, and a person is not required to respond to a collection of information unless it displays a valid OMB, that's Office of Management and Budget, control number. And then it goes on to say the time required to complete this information collection is estimated to average 50 minutes for response, including the time for reviewing instructions, searching existing data sources, gathering and maintaining the data needed, and completing and reviewing the collection of information. So they say 50 minutes on average to do this. I submit to you, reading the 24 pages plus the 90-something pages of instructions that go with it, plus the other supplements that go with it, and collecting the information, writing the information down, reviewing it, will not take 50 minutes. Unless you don't have any equipment, unless you don't have any animals, unless you don't have any people working there, unless it's a farm that is vacant and there's nothing there except land, and you just say 0000000, no equipment, no internet, nothing, and you have 1 acre. Maybe you can do it in 50 minutes if that's the conditions or that's the circumstances, but For a typical average size farm, which is what we have in Missouri, average family farm, around 250 acres, that's the average size of a family farm, and we're average. We're not special. We have the average. So at 241 acres, we're right there in an average size farm in Missouri. It can't be done. So I don't know who these people are. And then they have the next thing that they have is eminent domain. These companies that have solar farms and they want to steal your land and plant their wind turbines and solar arrays on your farm using eminent domain to do that, we're fighting back in Missouri. We're saying that no. We want to have a bill passed into law that says you can't steal our farmland to construct solar arrays so you can feed Teslas. We're going to stop that here in Missouri. Now think about that. So when you and your buddies talk about electric cars and you are saying it's folly, electric cars are folly, and they say no, it's clean, it's good for the environment. Yeah, well when they steal farmland and convert it into a wind turbine farm, and the wind turbines last 15 years at best, and then they have to be dismantled. And who takes them apart? Nobody wants to take them apart. Nobody wants to dismantle them. Just like cell towers. You know, when they put a cell tower on your location, on your property, they pay you $900 a month. At the end of the 20 years, that tower is yours. That's great. What are you going to do with it? How much would it cost to dismantle a 150-foot tower? That's on you. That's on you. So it's a blight. The telephone companies walk away from the towers when their useful life has been exceeded. So here we are. We're doing the dumbest of dumb things. We're taking farmland and converting it to cities. We've already done that. The best land has been paved over by cities. Now the less than best land is being used for farming. And then that's going to be converted into solar arrays and wind turbine farms for the generally dumb electric vehicle owner. Makes me sick. This is like stupidity on a mass level. It's like that poster I used to have in my office. Never underestimate the power of stupid people in large numbers. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, that's the truth. This is just absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, who are these people? You know, this is going to weave into the topic of today. But there's this woman, and she was at a church, you know, that I was going to their Bible studies sometimes. And this woman was in charge of all the correspondence at the local municipality. Okay? So that means that all of the goings on in the whole municipality, she knew about it. That means she knows how the council is ripping off everybody in this municipality. And she won't admit it. She will not admit it. And I overheard her, you know, she was talking about how she was going to go on a missionary trip. And she said, oh yes, well I would love to commit to missionary work full time, but I don't know what the council would do without me. There's nobody else who can do my job. What? Opening the mail and corresponding and knowing about all of the shenanigans that's going on in the council and how they're robbing people of their land left, right, and centre. Nobody else could do that. Really? Gee, hey, I wonder why. You know? Do you think if somebody else got into that position that they just might blow the lid on the whole thing? Figuratively. You know, that they might look and they might see, hang on a minute, these people are in fraud, 100%. You know? So she said, no, I'm just going to do my long service leave and then I've got to get back to the grindstone. And I looked at her and I said, I couldn't mention it on air, what I was saying on the inside of me as I was overhearing this conversation. So I kept my mouth shut because I knew that it would be a scene. And I was feeling quite tired. I think I'd walked into town that day and I just wanted to go home. You know, but this is it. Who are these people? How would they feel if it was their property that was, you know, that they knew that there were people who lived in their very municipality who wanted to rob them of their land? How would they feel about that? And they haven't won. They won't succeed because I dug in my heels and I said no, and this is the reason why, is that you're in fraud. And I made up an affidavit. I like affidavits. I think affidavits are great. You know, they should be used very carefully. You should tell the truth. I always tell the truth anyway, so that's not a problem. But they're a very, very powerful legal instrument. You know, and I've gotten out of so many, you know, really, really hairy situations by using affidavits to tell the truth in legal situations and by exposing fraud. People who wanted to commit fraud against me and rob me of my farm, my children, my, you know, my freedom, you know, my, you know, whatever, everything. They wanted to rob me of everything. And generally, I resolved the situation. There were a couple of other legal instruments that I used, but one of the main ones that I used was an affidavit telling the truth of the situation and how I'd been defrauded. And then they've got that, and they have to answer. If they proceed with their course of action, they have to answer that affidavit of why they had done this by engaging me in fraud. You know, by attempting to rob me of my children, my farm, my freedom, meaning that, you know, trying to put false criminal charges against me when I had done absolutely nothing wrong and that it was the other guy that did something wrong. And this is why the local blue team hates me. And if everybody did this, we would not be in the trouble that we are in. It's because people don't stand up for themselves. That is why. If you are in a situation, like, I'll segue right now into the housing situation with council property taxes, because we're on this topic anyway. Municipal property taxes, okay? There are people who are losing their home and their farm every day of the week because of property tax arrears or council tax arrears, which is what they call it in the United Kingdom. The truth of it is that freehold title is absolute. And what absolute means is that it cannot be extinguished and it cannot revert to the government. In Commonwealth countries, that means the Crown. In the United States, it means the federal government. It cannot be extinguished. This is a principle of law that goes back to the Magna Carta. And it was also expressed in the Statute of Monopolies. If you want to look up what this is, then go to your favourite search engine and type in Statute of Monopolies and read it. And the Magna Carta and read it. Read these documents. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read your amendments. Read them. And this is what people bled and died for. Rich Sheban's right. It wasn't just World War I and World War II. It's been every battle for about 800 years. The people have bled and died. And are you going to sit on your rear end and let them rub it all away from you?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, what Gwyneth is saying is absolutely true. And what Rich Sheevan and your instructors, all of them, are saying. And it's true. In 1940, there were about 2.3 billion people on planet Earth, our home. And two guys got about 3% of them killed. And many more wounded, injured, permanently disabled, disfigured, dismembered. The Emperor of Japan and the Fuhrer of Germany, through their incessant
free
God. Those, you're talking about Mussolini?
Free God. Mussolini.
Yeah. Well, for the most part, it was two that got it all rolling, right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so those two guys were joined by others. And Stalin, Joseph Stalin, in defense of his country, Russia, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in defense of his country, and Winston Churchill, in defense of his. So there were bombing raids. There were rockets that were launched by Germany. There were mortar attacks. There were aerial bombings. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. My dad was in it. His brothers were in it. And a total of somewhere between 70 and 85 million people perished. Now, directly because of being killed by flying objects and fires, and then there were the indirect who were killed from war-related diseases and famine. It was a mess. Cities in Europe were just blown to smithereens. Men, women, children, were killed. It was horrible. And it's because of, initially because of these two greedy thugs. There's no need for this. There's absolutely no need for this. And the modern day war is COVID and the jabs to kill you. And it's working great. And I guess the plan is real simple. So let's leave the infrastructure. Let's leave the power lines up, the water lines up. Let's not blow up the bridges and the dams. Let's leave industry intact, but let's just kill people because it's too many, according to the Illuminati, the Committee of 300, the Bilderbergers, whatever you want to call them. They believe there's too many of you and me. So they want us dead. And they don't want us to reproduce. They don't want us to have the life that we had in the 1950s. They don't want that. They want to live the high life and have all the trappings and luxuries that are available that money can buy. So they scheme and they plot and they murder and they lie and cheat and obfuscate. And they get away with it. But 70 to 85 million people perished in World War II. That's just one war. And Jumpin' Joe and a bunch of others are trying to figure out how we can start another war. Literally, class, we are sending munitions, support, satellite intelligence, fuel, everything you can think of, including special forces over to Ukraine. Now, of course, the boss is saying we're not in a shooting war. You know, it's not a hot war. We're not in it. Oh, really? When we send tanks and armored vehicles and cannons and rockets and aircraft and munitions and funds, taxpayer funds over there, what would you call it? What would you say it is? Aiding and abetting? Just casually cheering on the murder and the mayhem? And I happen to believe something a little different from many broadcasters. I happen to believe war is murder. I think it's murder of the other team. And the other team is murdering us. Shooting and blowing up people. You don't even know. Just look at that guy. Look at the color of his hat. It's a different color hat. Let's kill him. That's what they do. And then once that starts, the anger builds and builds and builds. And the Japanese hated the Americans. And the Americans hated the Japanese. And the Germans hated the Americans. And the French. And the English. And we hated them.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden reported a federal adjusted gross income of roughly $580,000. That's according to their 2022 federal income tax returns, and paid $169,820 in combined federal, Delaware, and Virginia income taxes. Fox News has settled with Dominion Voting Systems for roughly $787 million in what would have been a historic defamation trial in a Delaware court. The settlement officially ends the lawsuit. Entertainment provider Netflix announced it would soon stop the DVD-by-mail business that the company was built upon. After losing subscribers for the first time in a decade a year ago, the company took a series of steps to expand its customer base, including launching an ad-supported tier and starting to limit password sharing by the end of June. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take
my, when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'd like you to consider this thought, please. USA Prepares has the highest concentration of farmers of any radio broadcast that I know of. No broadcast has a higher percentage of farmers than USA Prepares. We've got Gwyneth, we've got Rich Sheban, and yours truly. If you consider Rich Sheban's presentations in class, he's been doing it for going on 12 years now. Rich Sheban, in my opinion, is the finest news broadcaster in radio. I believe he has the best collection of headlines and delivers them more concisely in the limited 2 hours that we have than anybody. I believe he's the best in the business, bar none. And so yesterday, he went solo. I asked him if he could take the broadcast class solo, because I absolutely had to get something done yesterday here at the farm. And he said, sure. He broadcast it solo. I was not there. Not one nanosecond of Vincent. And Rich was able to gain the following thumbs up versus thumbs down. Two-thirds of those who were measured on the internet gave him a thumbs up. One-third gave him thumbs down. Now, think about that. He is the best in news, rapid headline discussion presentation. One-third of the people who pay attention to him gave him a thumbs down. Why do they do that? Why do they bother spending their time giving him a thumbs down? They do it every day, and it doesn't matter whether it's Dr. Sheely, Dr. Sergey, Bert, Greg, Rich, Gwyneth, Kathy, Sharon, me. It doesn't matter. We get thumbs down all the time. And how would I categorize the people who give us thumbs down? GDP. GDP. People who couldn't grow dandelions in the front lawn if they had to. People who probably don't even have a front lawn. People who just complain. It's like their mission in life is to whine and complain. It's like the last person that if you had a barbecue, you'd want to invite. That's who I believe these people are. I believe these people are perverts, parasites, predators, con artists. I believe they get paid from the government to portray people that don't like us. I believe it's all of the above. I believe it's bots. Who in the right mind would watch a television show and say, I don't like it. I don't like it. Every day, I don't like it. And watch it every day. Who in the right mind would do something like that? That'd be a nobody, right? That would be someone who is against honesty, against integrity, against everything that USA Prepares stands for. That's who that would be. And here's a special invitation. I have the call screen in front of me. All lines are open. I'm not begging for calls. We don't do that. As a matter of fact, calls are a distraction in many cases. Not all cases. Some cases. They're a distraction. I'm not talking about USA Prepares. I'm talking about other broadcasts. If you look at some of the posts for other broadcasts, they say, I hate it when so-and-so calls. I hate it when that other person calls. I hate it. But they listen. They listen. They say, I'm never going to listen again, but they listen every day. Who are these people who subject themselves to torture? If they don't like it, don't turn it on. Do something else. But who would watch a television show and say they hate it every day? Who would do that? So we don't beg for calls, but here's the offer. If you are a detractor, I'll stop everything. I will stop everything right on the spot, and I'll put you on the air. And if you don't use profanity, and if you are honest and show integrity, and you can actually get a complete thought out verbally, I'll put you on the air. But I'll tell you this, I will have my finger on the mouse button hovering over the drop call button in case you don't behave properly. But if you want to criticize us and tell us why you have a problem with us, I'll put you on the air right now. But I can guarantee you that it won't happen. These parasites will not call because they hide under aliases. I use my real name. My name is Vincent Finelli. Gwyneth, back to you.
It's really quite amazing. The only thing I can say is that we are staring down the barrel of the collapse of Rome. And what that means is the collapse of the Roman Empire 2.0. And if anybody wants to know what that will look like, there's an excellent documentary out there on the internet. It's called Civilization. And the narrator is Kenneth Clark. And I would say that the first episode of this documentary series is especially informative. It's called By the Skin of Our Teeth. And what it talks about is what it was like when the Roman Empire collapsed. It's out there on YouTube. You can go into YouTube. You can type in Civilization 1 or Civilization by the Skin of Our Teeth or Civilization Kenneth Clark, any of the above, and it will bring up this documentary series. And when you realize what happened at the fall of Rome, they had the greatest empire the world had ever known. The Greco-Roman Empire lasted for 500 years. There's hardly been an empire in the whole world that's lasted that long. The American Empire, or I'd say it officially kicked off in 1776, so it's around about, well, it's now falling. I would say that it's in the terminal stages of collapse. But that's what, just under 250 years ago. You know, 246 years ago or something like that. And this is what you're looking at. And all of the symptoms of civilizational collapse are there and they're staring you in the face, and you better pay attention because the only people who survive, the people who are least likely to survive in a collapse of civilization situation are the people who are dependent on the government. People who live in cities, people who even live in small rural villages, although they fared somewhat better than the people who lived in the cities. They had their own set of problems because they were the victims often of marauding bands of barbarians who would loot and pillage on their way to the metropolitan cities. The people who survived the best were the people who were still in nomadic tribal bands, okay, because they could move quickly out of the way. They would see the marauding barbarians coming, and they would say, let's just be somewhere else. They're coming. The people who fared the next best were the farmers because they would still get looted, they would still get pillaged, but at least they still had their land and at least they could somehow scrape together what they needed until, you know, and rebuild. But people who were in villages, towns and cities, they were generally utterly reliant on the state. And the bigger the city, the more they were reliant. And there's a bunch of documentaries out there. If you type in cost of living crisis into YouTube, you'll find a whole series of half-hour and one-hour documentaries by the BBC, by PBS, by a bunch of different really, really big broadcasters out there, and CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Service, and, you know, all these broadcasters, and they're all saying the same thing. They're saying that the poor are suffering because they can't pay their property taxes and their electricity and gas and other utility costs are going through the roof, and they can't afford it. They're getting their and fuel prices astronomical, and it's driving these people broke. And it's not just the poor people. You've got people who are, for instance, research scientists, people who are sales managers in for auto retailers, new car retailers, that lost their jobs. People who are high-end positions. I've heard of, you know, through watching these documentaries, and I've watched maybe a dozen of them or more, and one lady that stands out in my memory, she was a high-end fashion designer in New York City. And what she would do is she would make prints that were on high-end fashion label designer fashions. And she would make the prints. And so that was her specialty. So, you know, it's not somebody like Gucci or Louis Vuitton or somebody like that, or Oscar de la Renta or something like that would come to her and say, could you design a print for me? I want this print. I want bluebird on this jacket. Can you draw me a bluebird? And they'd pay her thousands of dollars to draw a bluebird.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's
877-878-4203. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, started in 1852. And it became Anheuser-Busch, and it was it's now a wholly owned company by Anheuser-Busch InBev, I-N-B-E-V. It's now the world's largest brewing company. It owns multiple global brands such as Budweiser, Michelob, Stella, and Beck's. And, of course, you know about their advertising, which is really awful. This is about a transgender pervert and a degenerate and flopping around in the bathtub. And it's a guy wearing high heels and a skirt. And Anheuser-Busch seemed to think that was okay, except top management says we didn't know anything about it. It cost them $1 billion a day for 6 days. And if you're wondering what my opinion is, I'm not buying anything from Anheuser-Busch. I'm boycotting it. And Michelob and Stella and Beck's. I wouldn't buy any of them. If they want to embrace the perversion, they're going to have to do without any funds from me. I would not buy anything from them. And I'm voting with my wallet. So am I part of the boycott? Absolutely. Absolutely. So, in case you're wondering, class, Gwyneth, we were going to talk about the housing crisis in Australia. Could you shed some light on that?
It's really, it's not any better here than what it is anywhere else. In fact, it's probably a lot worse. You had a major builder go broke. I covered that in last week's broadcast, you know, with about a third of the homes under construction in Victoria lying vacant, just, you know, that they didn't have money to pay the contractor, cash, Australian Federal Reserve notes to pay the contractor, so the contractors didn't show up. And there's somebody who lives locally who normally what he does is he's a construction labourer, and he hasn't gone to work for the last 2 or 3 weeks now. And, yeah, it's you know when they're there because the smoke comes out of their chimney. You know, when they're not there, there's no smoke coming out of their chimney. So he's been there for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm guessing that it's because of the Porter Davis collapse. And yeah, we had a housing crisis anyway, where you got 50 and 100 people showing up to a rental property. To every rental property that comes up for rent, there's 50 to 100 people applying for it. And I don't know who ends up getting it. But it seems as if most of those people don't end up getting it. And, you know, if anybody loses their rental property, there's a good chance they're actually going to end up being homeless. And that, even if they've got a good job bringing in a good pay packet, because what can you do when there's 50 or 100 people showing up for every rental property that comes on the market? You know, it's just, it's insane. And I've heard rumours of the people who get pushed to the front of the queue are the ones who can fork out 1 year's rent in advance. The ones who are getting pushed to the front of the queue. And if I was a landlord, and if I had this insanity of market to deal with, I would pick the guy with a year's rent in advance as well. And in the past, I have been a landlord. I have owned a rental property. And it's not an easy thing to be a landlord. You know, you've really got to pay attention. And I happened to, at the time, buy the place outright, so I didn't have a mortgage on the place. I don't own that property anymore. I sold it some time ago. But maybe I shouldn't let buy the buy. But the thing is, if I still had it and I had somebody saying, listen, I'll offer you a year's rent in advance, if you put me to the front of the queue, I would check their other references as well. But who wouldn't?
Yeah, and by the way, class, when you have a rental property, it's not first come, first served. It's selecting the best applicant. That's what it is. It's literally selecting the best applicant. Gwyneth, what we're talking about is this Porter Davis collapse, this construction company that collapsed. They took deposits from people. They started building houses, and then they stopped. Houses without roofs, houses without windows, non-livable houses. That's what we're talking about.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.